Yo, what up, Street Dogs? There, Kim. All right, some quick turbo thoughts. So this turbo thought is, the upside of being somewhere else rather than being back home. So one of the biggest difficulties, we face is that it's very easy to get trapped in thinking a certain way. Like, for example, there are certain, like brands that everyone is into back home and stuff like that. And when you're abroad, you just kind of realize how silly all of it is. So, for example, for the, in the case of Korea, like a long time ago, the brand, everyone had the Von Dutch trucker hat, which is quite hilarious. Also, just even nowadays, apparently in Seoul, South Korea, the popular thing is to wear T-shirts that say Jeep on it, right? And so, think about clothing and brands, and then also like even Koreans are really into this like random backpack brand called Kipling, which is pretty much unknown of in the States and stuff like that. And you could actually even tell what country certain tourists are from based on the equipment they use. So, for example, Germans, they have something called Jack Wolfskin, which is like their version of the North Face. Typically, people from the Bay Area, Silicon Valley, kind of more like elite, wear Patagonia, Arc'teryx, stuff like that. The back in the States, the Fjällräven backpack is getting popular. So, anyways, we're so enamored by all these brands and stuff like that, and all this hype. But then, when you're traveling, you're kind of somewhere else. The biggest upside is that you just kind of realize how just ridiculous all of it is. And this actually ends up being a massive benefit because you start to challenge certain biases back home. Like, it's like, why is it that like everyone thinks that this is such a big deal? Same thing with cars and stuff like that. And even one thing that's nice about being on the road, especially when you just got like one or two backpacks or something like that, traveling with a kid, like I like this idea that you could have like infinite resources, like infinite money, whatever, but then limited space. So if you only had like a backpack or two backpacks and just like a single luggage, and no matter how rich you were, whether you're a billionaire or a quadrillionaire, like you couldn't actually accumulate more things, then how would you minimize things and keep it down? I mean, I think the big problem, and it's fine too, because like it doesn't really matter what country you're in, everyone is kind of like, an innate hoarder, pack rat. And it kind of makes sense because when you got certain tools and resources, like it becomes like a totem of power, it augments your abilities. So then it would kind of make no sense to give it up. And so in some ways, minimalism, asceticism, kind of more of a this like Spartan approach is it's actually a sign of the elite. And something that's actually a lot of people don't understand too is that when you look at the ancient Spartans, right, they valued their own personal liberty and freedom above everything. And they just kind of let their slaves, aka helots, do the rest. And even those times, there's all these pampering things from the Persians and these luxuries, but it wasn't like they disdained luxury for the sake of luxury. It's just for the most part, a lot of the luxuries weakened, and for them, their ultimate luxury was time, freedom, essentially. And the nice thing is, I think even in today's world, certainly, there are certain factors which are outside our control. However, one thing we could kind of steer our personal mental ship is what we desire. Like, what do we want? What are we willing to risk or sacrifice in order to get it? And I just want you to think ultimately, at the end of the day, you have more freedom than you think you do.